بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب حسن الخلق. This is the chapter on good character, the 73rd chapter of Riyad al-Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions two verses in this chapter. قال الله تعالى وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. This verse refers to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Allah Ta'ala praises Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala says, verily you, that is referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are upon an exalted character. You've got a very lofty character. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Amongst the qualities of the muttaqeen, Allah mentions that, and those who swallow the anger and who forgive people. Those who swallow the anger and forgive people. So these two verses have been mentioned about akhlaq. The hadith, عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحسن الناس خلقا. متفق عليه. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possessed the best character amongst the people. From all the people, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had the best character. And his example teaches us, we are the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to also inculcate within ourselves good character. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I have been sent into this world to perfect good character. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال ما مسست ديباجا ولا حريرا ألين من كف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا شممت رائحة قط أطيب من رائحة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سيدنا أنس رضي الله عنه says that I did not touch any silk brocade or soft silk which was softer than the palm of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The palm of Rasulullah was so soft, softer than a silk cloth. He says, وَلَا شَمِمْتُ رَائِحَةً قَطُّ. I did not smell any fragrance any time in my life sweeter than the fragrance of coming out from the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he says, وَلَقَدْ خَدَمْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ سَلَّمَ عَشْرَ سِنِينَ. I served Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years. Remember Anas radiallahu ta'ala was 10 years old when his mother gave him as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Ansar brought various gifts to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he came into Medina. Anas radiallahu anha's mother, Umm Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha, she did not have anything to give but her son, Ya Rasul, accept him in your khidmah. So he served Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years. When Rasulullah left this world, he was about 20 years old. And he says, فَمَا قَالَ لِي قَطُّ أُفٍّ. He did not tell me uff any time in his life. وَلَا قَالَ لِي شَيْءٍ فَعَلْتُهُ لِمَ فَعَلْتَهُ. And if I did something which I was not supposed to do, Rasulullah did not reprimand me. He didn't say, why did you do it? وَلَا لِي شَيْءٍ لَمْ أَفْعَلْهُ أَلَا فَعَلْتَ كَذَا. And if something which I was supposed to do and did not do it, he did not say, why didn't you do it like this? So from this hadith we understand that besides the physical feature of Rasulullah ﷺ, which was so beautiful, and the skin of his palm so soft, and the beautiful fragrance that emitted from his body, we see that his akhlaq, his external akhlaq, and his within internal akhlaq, his forbearance, his tolerance, his servant Anas radiallahu ta'ala was of that degree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore mentions wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq hidayah to make amal. We are adding few ahadith daily, so Allah ta'ala must make it easy for us to try our level best to implement this. Good akhlaq will be the most weightiest thing on the scales of the believer on the day of qiyamah. There is no other deed which will be more weighty than good akhlaq on the day of qiyamah, on the scales of a believer. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq hidayah wa akhidah wa alhamdulillah.